Okay. Let's start with this. Customary question. How many years have you been playing Pokemon?
Since like elementary school.
Cool.
So like 8 years.
Nice. Which platform do you normally play on? Like Showdown, console, and which console? Like
So originally it was console, like the DS.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't play anything on the DS past, I think, the X2.
DS, it is black and white.
No, I played black and white, but everything after that.
X and Y.
Yeah, I didn't play X and Y. And then I switched to Pokemon Showdown with some friends because they were really good at it. And my DS didn't work anymore, so... Like, originally it was console, and then now it's, like, computer.
I see. So, in Showdown, which tier do you play on? Like, OU, Uber?
OU.
I see, OU. And, like, do you play VGC and Battlespot? Or others? Main like official competitive format or only small guns format like OU?
Like only really OU. I'm not very good.
So have you like used any software to assist your game, such as like an add-ons of Pokedex?
No. So what I do is I have the type charts and then Pokedex like in a different tab, but I don't have an add-on.
Okay. So what kind of team do you normally play on? Like hyper offensive or stall?
Usually hyper offensive. I don't really like stalls.
Yeah, stalls are whack.
Like
fun to play.
If I'm in a horrible mood, then stalls. Like
yeah.
But mostly hyper offensive.
What are the things that you take into consideration when you're deciding what you are going to do during the match?
I don't know, I never really thought about that. I've taken their Pokemon's types, like what moves they seem to have, and then, like, based on the first Pokemon that they show, what I think they'll have, like, next. That's what I take into account. Like very reactive. Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of situation do you personally find it's hard to decide what to do next, according to those things you just said?
When they put up like later in the match, and they put out one of their Pokemon, and the only like couple Pokemon you have left are all weak to that type, and or like their resistance to like your type, and you have no type advantage. That's one I find difficult, because like I don't know like which Pokemon to pull out, because I don't know which one's gonna die, especially if they just put out that Pokemon for the first time and I don't know the moves. Like I don't know if it's gonna one shot, or I just don't know which Pokemon to sacrifice.
So, do you think it's a good idea to like have something to remind you to keep a certain Pokemon alive in case, in order to deal with a weak spot of your team?
Yeah, I do. I think that's very helpful. I think that would be very helpful.
What is your step of thinking when playing the game, like generally?
Usually I'm constantly like switching out to, I'm not like very smart, I just switch out to whichever type is strong against what they have.
So you decide based on typing of the Pokemon?
Yeah.
I see. So other than typing, do you utilize something like Pokemon stat, like damage calculator and something like that?
No, I haven't really.
Do you want to have a program that integrate that into it?
Yeah, that would be helpful. It would make me a better player and not shit at the game.
Okay, then that's it. Thanks.
Great.